common perk in the corporate world, paid sick leave, isn't as common in smaller businesses. There are fewer employees to cover shifts, and profit margins may be lower. Advocates for paid sick leave say it would help low-wage workers and keep fellow employees healthy. Representative Corey Mason of Racine says workers come in sick because they can't afford not to.
Potentially losing their job and the income from that work to care for a sick child or themselves.
A bill he unveiled with Senator Nakia Harris and Representative Melissa Sargent would require 9 paid sick days a year. Employers with fewer than 10 workers would have to provide 5. So far, Connecticut is the only state to require paid sick days. Business groups have fought such measures, but advocates say businesses hurt themselves when low-wage workers don't get paid when they're sick. Vicki Schabo is with the National Partnership for Women and Families.
When families can't afford the basics, local businesses lose sales.
In 2008, Milwaukee voters approved paid sick leave by a 69% margin. Opponents eventually quashed the effort when lawmakers preempted the local ordinance. Efforts in Congress to gain approval of paid sick leave remain stalled, prompting proponents of such laws to push for change at the state and local levels. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.